Well, 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 said a familiar and sneering voice, and the children heard the odd tottering footsteps walk straight toward them. Look what we have here. The Baudelaire orphans had been so shocked by what they had found that they had forgotten about the person breaking into the Library of Records, and now they looked up to see a tall, skinny figure walking down the B aisle. Stop. It was a person they had seen recently, and one they had hoped never to see again. There are many different ways of describing this person, including Count Olaf's girlfriend, the Baudelaire children's former guardian, the city's sixth most important financial adviser, a former resident of 667 Dark Avenue, and several phrases that are far too nasty to be placed in a book. But the name she preferred was the one that came snarling out of her lipsticked mouth. "I am Esme Gigi Genevieve Squalor," said Esme Gigi Genevieve Squalor, as if the Baudelaires would ever forget her, no matter how hard they tried. She stopped walking and stood in front of the Baudelaires, who saw immediately why her footsteps had been so odd and tottering. For as long as the children had known her, Esme Squalor had been a slave to fashion, a phrase which here means dressed in incredibly expensive and often incredibly absurd outfits. This evening she was wearing a long coat, made from the fur of a number of animals that had been killed in particularly unpleasant ways, and she was carrying a handbag shaped like an eye, just like the tattoo her boyfriend had on his left ankle. She wore a hat with a small veil that hung in front of her face, as if she had blown her nose with a black lacy handkerchief, and then forgotten to remove it. And on her feet she had a pair of shoes with stiletto heels. A stiletto is a small, slender knife, resembling a dagger, such as might be carried by a carnival performer or a murderer, and the word stiletto has been used to describe a woman's shoe with a very long and narrow heel. In this case, however, the phrase shoes with stiletto heels actually refers to a pair of shoes made with a small, slender knife where each heel should be. The stilettos were pointing straight down, so that Esme viciously stabbed the floor of the Library of Records with each step, and occasionally the stiletto stuck, so the wicked woman had to pause and yank them out of the floor, which explained why her footsteps were so odd and tottering. These shoes happened to be the absolute latest fashion. But the Baudelaires had more important things to do than leaf through magazines describing what was in and what was out, so they could only stare at Esme's shoes and wonder why she was wearing footwear that was so violent and impractical. "This is a pleasant surprise," Esme said. "Olaf asked me to break in here and destroy the Baudelaire file, but now we can destroy the Baudelaires as well."